Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Ava and Amia. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go. Ava and Amia were having the best day ever because it was a beautiful day and they got to play in their backyard with their dog named Sunny. Sunny was such a fun, fluffy dog that loved to jump around in the leaves. And today was a really important day because Ava and Amia, they had a job of raking their yard of all the leaves. Did you know that in the fall, remember how we talked about leaves that fall down from the trees after they turn their special colors? Yeah, in the fall it's really cool when the leaves fall down and you can rake them into a big, big pile and jump in them. It is so fun. If you haven't done that before, you need to make a leaf pile. Well, Ava and Amia were building this giant leaf pile when all of a sudden they said, "Sunny, where are you?" They couldn't find their little dog anywhere. Oh no, where did Sunny go? They started to look everywhere and even inside the leaf pile, but Sunny wasn't there. Sunny wasn't anywhere. And all of a sudden, look over there. There was a hole in the fence in the way back corner of the yard. Oh no, I think Sunny got out through that hole and went into the forest by herself. You see, Sunny usually does not go in the forest, or really ever by itself. Sunny, oh no, that's... I hope he's not lost, Ava said. You see, Sunny was just, remember, just a little fluffy dog. And they needed to find this dog before something terrible happened. Let's go! Ava and Amia crawled through the hole, looking all over the forest. And pretty soon, what is that? That looks strange. In the middle of the forest was a door. A door that didn't go anywhere, but it was stuck in between two trees. That's strange. And it was cracked open a little bit. Huh. That's weird. Amia opened the door and they looked and... what is that? Through the other side of the door was a different place. This door was a transporter, a teleporter, a time-traveling door. Oh no, Ava. Do you think Sunny went through this door? It was cracked open, Ava said. I bet he did. Sunny, are you in there? Roof, roof. Oh, Sunny's in there. Let's go get him. As Ava and Amia climbed through the door, they looked around and sure enough, they were not in their backyard anymore. Roar. What was that? Oh, what in the world? Those are dinosaurs! Run! Ava and Amia ran as fast as they could to find somewhere to hide, and they hid inside of the hole of a tree. And inside the hole, woof, woof, Sunny, there you are! What in the world were you doing? We can't lose you back here. We gotta get back to home. And how did we get back in the land of dinosaurs? I think they're getting closer. We gotta get out of here. Let's go. You see, they got turned around, so they didn't know which way the door was that they came through. And so Ava, Amia, and Sunny were all running around the forest trying to find this missing door that would get them back home. And they couldn't find it anywhere. Amiya, oh, we gotta take a break. The three of them were all out of breath from running so fast, and pretty soon they found a safe place to sit down right by a little stream. Sunny was very thirsty and started to drink some of the water out of the stream, and Ava and Amiya sat down. What was that? They heard a sound like a twig or a branch crack. Oh no, is it a dinosaur? Oh no, hold still, don't move. Hi guys. What? It wasn't a dinosaur that was walking through the bushes. It was a girl. Hi. My name's Darna. What's yours? Oh, hi, Darna. My name's Ava, and this is Amiya. Hi. I actually live here, and it doesn't look like you live here because your clothes look very different than mine, Darna said. Yeah. You see, our dog, Sunny, ran through this magic door that somehow transported us back in time to here because we're actually from the future where there aren't any more dinosaurs. And Darna said, oh! In the future, there aren't dinosaurs? Oh, that's terrible. What happens? Ava said, well, I'm not sure, but I don't think they're living anymore. I'm not sure what happened. What? Darna said, I love dinosaurs. They're so nice. Well, most of them are nice. Ava and Amiya both looked confused. Did you say dinosaurs are nice? Yeah, Darna said. Most of the dinosaurs here are very nice. You just have to look out for the sneaky velociraptors and that one big T-Rex, because he gets very grumpy when his tummy is empty, and especially after he wakes up in the morning. He's very grumpy, but he's actually not that mean normally. But all the other dinosaurs are so nice. Come look. Come see. The rest of the day, Darna introduced Ava and Amiya and Sunny to all kinds of little dinosaurs. Some that were little and some big dinosaurs that were as tall as trees. And Ava and Amiya learned that Darna was right. The dinosaurs were so nice. And wow, this was such a fun, crazy adventure. Ava and Amiya said, all right, Darna. Well, it's time for us to get back to our home because I'm sure our parents are missing us, and we got to get Sunny back to his comfy bed at home. But this was fun. We'll see you later. Bye. Ava, Amiya, and Sunny finally found the door and walked back through it. Oh, wow. I'm so glad to be back in our normal forest in our backyard. That was a crazy adventure. Ava, Amiya, and Sunny crawled back through the fence and jumped in their leaf pile. Oh, I'm exhausted. I didn't know that dinosaurs were so nice, Amiya said. Me too. I wonder if we could go inside and draw some dinosaur pictures of the dinosaurs that we saw. You want to do that? Yeah, let's go. Ava, Amiya, and Sunny all ran inside to draw pictures of dinosaurs. Why don't you do that too? Why don't you find some paper and some crayons or markers? And can you color me some pictures of your favorite dinosaur? Yeah, and then tag Instagram Kids Short Stories so then I can see your awesome pictures. All right, guys, you have a great day. We'll see you next time, friends. Bye.